June 25th, 2024, 6 p.m. solar workshop, 6:45 month-end audit meeting, 7 p.m. town board meeting, and 7:01 public hearing for local law number 5 of 2024.
It is 7 o'clock. It's time for the regular town board meeting for June 25th. Could I have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Noonan. Councilmember Killian.
Here.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Donahue.
Here.
Supervisor Fish.
Here.
We stand for the pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. First item on the agenda is public hearing local law number 5. Local law 5 of 2024 will amend chapters 84 and 120 of our town code to replace the term stormwater management officer with stormwater program coordinator. And will also replace appropriate acronyms. Looking for a motion to open the public hearing for local law 5 of 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Do we have any comments from the public? If we have no comments from the public on this, then we need a motion to close the public hearing for the local law 5.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion from the board? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item number 2 on the agenda, we need to set a workshop to discuss proposed Jacoby Farms PUD. This is a project that the Cerrones are trying to do. It seems that July 1st, 2024 works with the town meeting schedule and with the Cerrones schedule also. What works better for the board? What time? 6:30? What's good?
6:15.
The compromise.
I need a second.
It's on the first.
Yep. Six it is.
6:15?
6:15 time.
Good.
Yeah, I can make either four or six or five. We need
a 15 minutes.
See,
that's
not really. He's normally 2 minutes later, so. Six or 6:15 time.
6:15 is fine.
Right. Make a motion for the PUD meeting July 1st at 6:15 for the Jacoby Farm project.
Second.
The Jacoby Farm PUD.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Is there any others? Anything else at this time? Item number 3, approval of the minutes. Motion to accept any approval. The minutes for the special town board meeting on May 31st, 2024 as submitted. I was in your
case. So moved.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstained.
Motion to accept and approve the minutes of the regular town board meeting June 11th, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Item number 4, proclamation for Tim Pratt. Last week at the county, the board supervisors held the monthly ceremonies to honor deceased veterans. On behalf of the town, I nominated Air Force veteran and New York State Trooper Tim Pratt. Proclamation was read, and I'd ask the town clerk to read it for us here tonight so the board can approve it.
Proclamation for Proclamation of the Town Board of the Town of Moreau honoring Timothy P. Pratt, U.S. Air Force, 1979 to 1986, January 9, 1961 to October 26, 2016. Whereas Timothy Patrick Pratt was born on January 9, 1961 to Edward and Ruth Wilsey Pratt of South Glens Falls, New York, was one of seven children, grew up on Clark Street, participated in the first South High Marathon Dance in 1978, graduated from South Glens Falls School District in 1979, and whereas upon entering the U.S. Air Force on September 7, 1979, Tim served his time as a security specialist with the 42nd Security Forces Squadron, was charged with protecting the installation's Strategic Air Command aircraft infrastructure, and whereas Tim Pratt was stationed at Loring Air Force Base in northeastern Maine, which is one of the largest Strategic Air Command bases in the United States from 1954 to 1994 during the Cold War era, was home of the B-20 bombers and strategic assets, and whereas Tim Pratt honorably served our country with distinction, receiving the AF Training Ribbon, AF Commendation Medal, AF Good Conduct Medal, AF Longevity Award, and was discharged at the rank of Staff Sergeant on May 1, 1986, then continued to honor his military service as a member of the American Legion, Post 574, and whereas New York State, particularly the greater Moreau community, was fortunate to have Tim return to his hometown following his military service, he raised his children, James, Sarah, and Shane, continued to serve his community as an unwavering volunteer and supporter of the marathon dance, and whereas Tim Pratt began his career as a New York State trooper in March 30, 1987, serving the entirety of his 30-year career, assigned to Troop G at the Wilton Barracks, was a member of the Traffic Incident Management Detail, and whereas utilizing his love for motorcycles, Tim continued his service to others on two wheels through his involvement with New York State Police Motorcycle Unit, leading the 9/11 Memorial Ride from Albany to New York City, participating in rides for Toys for Tots in memory of his friend Jimmy Kakavo and Jess's Double H Ride for Kids, where he was also an entertaining auctioneer. And whereas the world came full circle for Tim when he returned to his childhood home on Clark Street with his fiance Sue, and whereas an outgoing nature, silly laugh, larger-than-life personality, and dedication to helping others will forever be synonymous with the name Tim Pratt, now, therefore, be it resolved that the Town Board of the Town of Moreau does hereby extend its appreciation and gratitude to Timothy P. Pratt for a lifetime of selfless service to his country, state, and to the people of our community.
Thank you. I need a motion to approve the proclamation in honor of Timothy Pratt.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. And we are going to take this after it's signed to his fiance on Clark Street, deliver it for him. Time for the first public comment period. Anybody that would like to speak on the items of tonight's agenda may do so. Agenda item number 5, local law number 4. We need a motion to close the public hearing on local law 4 for 2024. So moved.
Second.
Next, we're going to complete a short EAF for seeker.
Need a vote.
Council, will you take us through that?
Need a vote.
Just need a vote. Close, sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Now, Council, if you will.
Thank you, Supervisor. So this proposed local law makes some fairly minor amendments to Chapter 124, which deals with the design and construction of highways within subdivisions. And the highway superintendent and our buildings folks have prepared this local law some time ago. And at our last meeting, where the public hearing was begun, we introduced some minor changes to it to include the 10 design drawings that are included in our code as attachments. And we updated those slightly and put them back out for public notice. So they are ready to go. If the board would next take the step of doing this, the review under the State Environmental Quality Review Act. And our highway superintendent prepared, signed the part one form, which I believe you have in the packet, or at least in from the email. And he utilized the short environmental assessment form, which explains the project briefly and identifies that there are no environmental resources that are directly affected by the proposal. Indeed, we all believe that the slight improvements to the language of Chapter 124, as well as some of the updated design drawings, will only improve new highways that are put in new subdivisions. Of course, this only applies prospectively. So the only thing we have to do in terms of the State Environmental Quality Review is what's called Part 2, which is the impact assessment, and then Part 3, which is the determination of significance. Do you all have a copy of Part 2 with you? If not, I have extra copies. So the way we recommend we do this, just to make sure that the board takes a hard look at all the impacts, is to simply go through these questions. There are only 11 of them. There are only two answers for each of the questions, the first answer being no or small impact, and the second answer being moderate to large impact. And of course, since the proposal doesn't actually affect any physical portions of the environment, this should be really fairly quick to go through. What I would propose is I just read the question out. If you have a different way you would like to do this, we can do that, but oftentimes the boards like council just read the question. You jump in with the answer, I'll record what the consensus is, and then at the end, you can make the determination of significance. Is that okay, Supervisor? Okay. So the first question is, will the proposed action create a material conflict with an adopted land use plan or zoning regulations?
No.
Will the proposed action result in a change in the use or intensity of use of land?
No.
Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of the existing community?
No.
Will the proposed action have an impact on the environmental characteristics that cause the establishment of a critical environmental area?
No.
Will the proposed action result in an adverse change in the existing level or of traffic or affect existing infrastructure for mass transit, biking, or walkway?
No.
Will the proposed action cause an increase in the use of energy and it fails to incorporate reasonably available energy conservation or renewable energy opportunities?
No.
Will the proposed action impact existing public or private water supplies?
No.
Public or private wastewater treatment facilities?
No.
Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of important historic, archaeological, architectural, or aesthetic resources?
No.
Will the proposed action result in an adverse change to natural resources like wetlands, water bodies, groundwater, air quality, flora, or fauna?
No.
Will the proposed action result in an increase in the potential for erosion, flooding, or drainage problems?
No. Small impact.
Will the proposed action create a hazard to environmental resources or human health?
No.
Okay. So based on your answers to all those questions, the last step is part three, which is on the reverse side of that part two form you have, and there are only two options. One is if you believe that the action may result in one or more potentially large or significant adverse impacts, that would require the preparation of an environmental impact statement, or the second option, which is based on the information that you have and the review of the questions that you just did, that the proposed action will not result in a significant adverse environmental impact. And if You can make that conclusion today. I would recommend that you simply make a motion to decide that answer as your determination of significance, and then you would conclude the seeker process.
So I make a motion that we determine that there'd be no or small impact for the Section 2 short environmental assessment.
And Part 3, your determination of significance.
And Part 3. And then that we determine based on information analysis above and any support documents that the proposed action will not result in any significant adverse environmental impacts.
Just need a second.
Second.
Any discussion on this?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Clerk, please read the resolution.
Resolution adopting Local Law Number 4 of 2024, amending Chapter 124 of the Code of the Town of Moreau relating to highway construction within subdivisions. Whereas the Moreau Town Board has considered the adoption of Local Law Number 4 of 2024 to amend provisions in Chapter 124 of the Town Code relating to highway construction within realty subdivisions pursuant to New York State Municipal Home Rule Law Section 10, and whereas the town board has determined that this proposal would clarify certain responsibilities of the developer and highway superintendent during the design and construction of highways within realty subdivisions, clarify and update certain design drawings to be followed in the design and construction of such highways, and clarify that such highways shall include a sub-base course and an intermediate finish course consisting of specified materials, which is expected to result in better highways constructed within subdivisions. And whereas the town board duly held a public hearing on the proposed local law on June 11, 2024, where it considered non-substantive revisions to the proposed local law, the proposed local law as revised has been published on the town's website, and the public hearing was continued and closed on June 25, 2024, where the town board heard all interested persons. And whereas the proposed local law is an unlisted action as defined in Title 6 of the Compilation of Codes, Rules, and Regulations of the New York State Section 617.2, and the town board undertook review pursuant to the New York State Environmental Quality Review Act and determined that the proposed local law will not result in any significant adverse impacts to the environment. Now, therefore, it is hereby resolved as follows. 1. The town board hereby adopts local law number 4 in the form attached to this resolution. 2. The town board hereby authorizes and directs the town clerk to file the local law with the New York State Secretary of State in accordance with the provisions of municipal home rule law, and acknowledges that the local law will take effect immediately upon filing by the Secretary of State. 3. This resolution shall take effect immediately.
Thank you very much. Need a motion to adopt the resolution for local law 4/2024 as read.
Motion to move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 6. Earlier we had a public hearing for local law 5/2024. On the advice of council, this local law is not subject to seeker review because it only involves changing the title. Would the clerk please read the resolution?
Resolution adopting Local Law 5 of 2024, amending Chapters 84 and 120 of the Code of the Town of Moreau, renaming the position of Stormwater Management Officer to Stormwater Program Coordinator. Whereas the Moreau Town Board has considered the adoption of Local Law Number 5 of 2024 to amend provisions of Chapters 84 and 120 of the Town Code, renaming the position of Stormwater Management Officer to Stormwater Program Coordinator under the authority of Municipal Home Rule Law Section 10. And whereas the Town Board has determined that this proposal would bring the town into compliance with certain obligations under the State Pollutant Discharge Elimination System General Permit for stormwater discharges from municipal separate storm sewer systems, permit number GP024001, issued effective January 3, 2023 by New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, and whereas the town board duly held a public hearing on the proposed local law on June 25, 2024, and heard all interested persons, and whereas, although the town board initially classified the proposed local law as an unlisted action under the New York State Environmental Quality Review Act, upon further review, the town board determined that the proposed law is not an action as defined by 6 NYCCR section 617.2, requiring any further review because the proposed local law has no potential to affect the environment. Now, therefore, it is hereby resolved as follows. 1. The town board hereby adopts local law number 5 in the form attached to this resolution. 2. The town board hereby authorizes and directs the town clerk to file the local law with New York State Secretary of State in accordance with the provisions of the municipal home rule law and acknowledges that the local law will take effect immediately upon filing by the Secretary of State. 3. This resolution will take effect immediately.
Thank you. What this does is it replaces, all it does is for Josh, our stormwater management officer. It replaces stormwater management officer with the term stormwater program coordinator. And the effective date of that will be upon filing with the state secretary. And that, with that, I need a motion to adopt the resolution for Local Law 5 as read for 2024.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Now that we've changed that title of stormwater, we can make an appointment. When Josh Westfall began as building and planning development coordinator, he hit the ground running. He has experience with stormwater management in his other positions, so it makes sense for him to take over that role here in our town as well. And I'll second that he definitely has hit the ground running and been an asset to this town. I'm looking for a motion to appoint Josh Westfall, stormwater program coordinator.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carried. Item number 8, Hampshire renewal. We've been working to submit the town's insurance renewal with NYMIR, and we have received the invoices for the policies. Looking ahead, we may ask our broker, Hampshire, to shop around and see if we can get a better price, but for this year, our policy is with NYMIR. We need a motion to approve the town's commercial insurance renewal, which includes auto and fire in the amount of $110,854.55 to come out of accounts A1910.4, DB5130.499, and CW8310.4.
Motion move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried, yes. Then we need a motion to approve the town's cyber liability insurance policy in the amount of $3,777.51 to come out of account A1910.4. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Finally, looking for a motion to add insurance renewals to the June warrant.
Motion moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Item number 9, we need a motion to accept the monthly reports from the assessor's office and the water department.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Nextel Pay. When Nextel Pay was set up for our water billing, it was given access to draw funds from the town, from a town account to pay credit card user fees. Under New York state law, we're not allowed to do that. After a great deal of communication, we finally have an addendum for the original agreement, which passes the credit card fees on to the users. Looking for a motion authorizing the supervisor to sign the next bill pay addendum.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that?
Just wonder, do we need to redo our forms to let everybody know that that's going to be an addition now onto their bills?
Yes.
Sure. And is that something that we need to
hustle?
And is that something that we need to do with town?
When's the next billing period for water?
Yeah. Well, September.
Yeah.
So we should have time. So we just need to modify those forms or bills that go out and get your board?
We can put a notice on the website.
We put notes on the website and we'll have it on the bills.
And put it in the box. Just want to make sure that we're transparent when people find out that they're going to be paying 3% on top of that. We've been paying, and this works that way.
Good. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Number 11 is an executive session.
An executive session for the purpose of discussing a current employees or employees work status and performance.
Good.
Just vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
Back on to modify my motion for the executive session to request that the highway superintendent join us and that there will also be
appointment for employment for promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, removal of a particular person or persons.
You have to
move that. Motion made, JD seconds.
I'm sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you, Aaron. Sorry.
All right, it's 7:55 and we're back in session. Item number 12, water department new hire.
There's no action taken.
No action taken.
That at all.
Executive session. You need to create a new position within the water department. We've come to the road where it's time to kind of get back to the way we used to do things. Jeffrey's been in communication with the county about doing this. We received the information that we need to move forward. Looking for a motion to create a position of water and sewer operator.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
There's no current list for this position, and it'll be subject to a civil service test if one becomes available. Next, we need a motion to hire Christian Mechanic as a water and sewer operator at an annual salary of $62,000 a year.
So
beginning on July 8th, pending successful completion of a background check and pre-employment physical. I need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I will just jump in. This is a good step for the town of Monroe. Obviously, we've had Mike Mooney here on an hourly basis to get us through. But to bring the water and sewer department back to having a full-time in-house, let's say, employee that can start providing some of the services that we used to provide here, being the dig-downs, having that knowledge of the infrastructure, which I won't take against Mike Mooney, has extreme knowledge of water and sewer. But to look for our future growth, Christian was an employee here prior several years, I'll say. I don't know the exact numbers. I'm excited to bring him back in at that operator role. hoping that he'll, you know, train and get caught up to speed under Mike Mooney. But I also think it's just as important to note to the public that, you know, this position would work at the pleasure of the supervisor, and we do have a supervisor that was our previous water superintendent and handled our sewer. So I don't think there's any better time to build this growth while we have Supervisor Fish as the supervisor right now. I really think this is the time to rebuild it because we have that knowledge, and we already have all the equipment from his tenure to do this as we move forward. So with that, I support this as we continue to renew a lot of our departments and address some salary issues.
Yeah, I had quite a rare interview along with Jesse Christian. Christian has a wealth of knowledge of the operation of the water department, having worked here for several years, and I think he's going to bring that. That'll be very important for him to bring in. He's went and got his license. He's got all the certifications necessary to do the job. And I think Mark touched on it. We have to get back to the basics here in town. Well, we had these two full-time water department employees for years that did repair work, did service work, and installed services and stuff. We got away from that. And that cost the taxpayers of the town of Monroe, just to my knowledge, on two repairs, over $20,000. Things that we could have done in-house. So we want to get back to the basics and have a full-time water department. So I think this is the first step toward that. I think Christian is the absolute perfect person for the job.
Yeah, I agree, guys. And again, setting our standards, you know, to what they should be. And, you know, seeing some other things get too loose, if you will. You know, and I think our due diligence as town board members, we need to make sure that we're taking care of our town, to make sure that things are getting taken care of, you know, with urgency. And again, yet with knowledge and people that we know can do the right thing and a good job.
With the addition of an extra man, it'll give us the ability to repair fire hydrants by digging them up because we've got two people on the job. One person that has been the laborer on the job can't do that stuff alone. Can't dig water lines, can't dig fire hydrants, can't do some of the things. And Jeffrey's done a very good job for us. Very versed in grinder pumps. He'll be an asset to Christian, to teach Christian the grinder pumps, and Christian will walk him through some of the stuff that it takes to do our taps and save our taxpayers a little bit of money here in the end, I think, while out the other. So with that, I need a motion to end your motion, your second, Mr. Wolfram. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Second public comment period. Please keep it related to town matters. Be kind.
Good evening, gentlemen. I think most of you are aware that Saratoga Water Charter has applied for a grant from the Department of Agriculture, something in the order of $100 million for the construction, initial operating costs, etc., to build the proposed fertilizer plant in the Monroe Industrial Park. The Department of Agriculture has about $500 million budgeted for support and expansion of fertilizer production in the U.S. They applied for that grant. On June 19th, the USDA issued a public notice through the Albany Times Union asking for comments from interested parties, organizations, etc. It was issued by a young man named Joseph Simi. He is the NEPA Senior Environmental Specialist. He's an outside contractor who works for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He is tasked with managing biochar's request for funding and evaluating that for the USDA. In addition to request, he's the person that all information, comments should be sent to. But he also, in the article in the Times Union, he made this following quote. He found no significant impacts are expected as a result of construction of the project. I spoke with Mr. Sinney for an extended period of time yesterday. He was very candid, said that all significant portion of input was basically biochar. There rehashed comments that they brought before the planning board that they've submitted to the U.S., to the New York State DEC. I'm happy to say that he's smart, he is open-minded, and he wants as much information as he can possibly get before he makes a final recommendation. He's not going to be the guy who's going to make the decision, but he will have a significant input into the decision of whether or not the funding is granted to biochar. I asked him first, there's a 14-day comment period, which ends on July 3rd. There's a number of people who have asked, and I asked Mr. Sinney, can that be extended? He said, absolutely. He said, in fact, if he gets a lot of input, he had already had five comments delivered via email. If he gets a lot of input, he'll unilaterally expand that. You know, Tracy Frisch has asked him for one. I believe Bill Nikias is also going to ask him for an extension. So there's ample time for people with a concern for this project to comment. He's also talked to the New York DEC. He is expecting, he hasn't gotten it yet, he's expecting all the comments that were submitted during the New York DEC hearings on February 7th and 8th. I commented, and a lot of other people commented. I know Supervisor Fish spoke at one of those hearings. So all those comments should ultimately be going to him. So during that meeting, I provided him along with the name and contact information for Erin Burns. She is the New York State DEC District 5 supervisor who ran the meetings on the 7th and 8th. She can provide him with some information. I also last night emailed him a copy of my comments. I had about 3 pages of comments that I submitted to the New York DEC. I reached out to Professor David Walker. For those who don't know him, he's a professor of environmental science, professor emeritus now at Columbia University, he's one of the foremost experts in environmental science in the country. He is very familiar with the biochar plan because they went to him when they first started to try to, I guess, co-opt him. He has a number of very high-level concerns about the feasibility and risks of the project, and I asked Professor Walker to furnish information to the U.S. Department of Agriculture as well. As we speak, there are literally dozens, if not hundreds, of people in the community who are sending their comments to the Department of Agriculture. Tracy Frisch has mobilized her group. There's also a number of individuals contacting our congressional representatives, Congressman Tonko, Senator Schumer, and others, expressing some dismay over the use of our tax dollars to fund such a project. Which leads me to my request to the board. I think it's very important that the Monroe Town Board provide an official comment to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, whether that's you gentlemen putting it together, perhaps with assistance of counsel, maybe Mr. Gitlin, Mr. Mikas. I think it's important, I believe, that Mr. Sinney would love to have that, as would the USDA, and I think it would be beneficial to the town in the long run. I'm going to give you my belief. I'm convinced that Joseph Sinney is a good guy and wants to do the right thing. And the more information he gets, the more likely it is that he will make the right call on this. So I'm going to give you his contact information. You can also get it from the article in the Times Union, but if you want to write this down, I'll give it to you now. His email is at josephsinney@usda.org. That is Joseph is spelled josef.sinme@usda.org. That's josephsimi@usda.org. He asked a number of times, and I discussed many of the issues that had transpired for this project. He said, I really need those comments. It's important that he's got a team that's working on this. It's important that I have that information. So he really wants our input. Now, you can send him an email, or you can pick up the phone and call. His phone number is 540-613-1119. That's 540-613-1119. As I said, he really wants input from all parties on this. And I know there's other potential outcomes here that would maybe stop such a project before it starts, but I don't think we want Saratoga Biochar to have approval from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And right now, it's not approved, but I think it's important to have an official response from the town. Any questions, guys?
Yeah, one question for you. When you spoke to him, did he say why? I find it interesting that it was only in the Times Union. Would he be open to see if the funds to, or the ability to reach out to maybe our more local representatives?
It's a good question on why they just put the notice in the Times Union.
Yeah.
Why they didn't contact the town of Rowe. I don't have an answer for that.
I didn't know if you asked that.
I didn't ask that. Again, he's in Roanoke, Virginia. He's actually an outside consultant. He works for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So it's a good question. Why he wouldn't seek out more local input? I don't have an answer to it.
I'm sorry to put you on the spot. I
had the same question myself. But, I mean, he's a nice young guy. He really is. He's about 27, 28. So, you know, he's probably handed this assignment by a supervisor and said, you know, and when you're in this position, we've seen this before, whether it's the New York State DEC or anybody else, you know, they're going to respond to what they get. And all they're getting is, and I've said this before, this is in my comments to him, the justification for this project was based on theory. Academic studies, often those studies concluded that more study was needed, and some small limited sample tests of small size biosolids being cooked. And the problem with that is unless you can scale that up to 20 ton loads, and that's probably impossible because nobody's ever done it, you can't get rid of all the contaminants in those batches. And that's something that Biochar has been able to answer. So I just think that from the standpoint, I'm not going to tell you what to say to them. I just think you guys really need to submit something to these folks, and I think it would go a long way.
I do know that they applied for $100 million.
Yep.
And the more emails that we can send, the more it's going to help. Especially if it's something that is not, especially if it's not, the more technical we can be as far as what the process is and everything, the more it's going to help us. Now in Texas recently, there was a farm out there where they found three or four of the cattle dead, and they took them to a place and they've been feeding them this they've been fertilizing their fields with this biochar, and the cattle were the three dead cattle that they got were full of PFOS or PFAS. Yeah.
If I can make one correction, Ann just pointed out to me, I said USGA, no, USDA.org, it's USDA.gov is the mailing address.
I've got that email at the shop too. If anybody wants it, they can give me a call. So I have to pass it along.
So thank you.
Anybody else?
Dominic Thomas, Cedar Lane. Just to add on to what he said, all this information you can find on the CAN website, all of the contacts, background, and it's also what was posted on the Roman Row community webpage, Facebook page today. missed any details. Everything is there. First, I wanted to say thank you. Thank you to the town board for hiring Christian as the full-timer on staff. I appreciate it. I know I've kind of bugged you about this a few times since January, and so I'm glad to see it come to fruition. Number two was something that I went through channels with JD on this last year. Twin Bridges is back to picking up garbage, at least in my neighborhood, between 6 and 6:15 a.m., which of course violates the 7 a.m. curfew, whatever you want to call it, ordinance. JD did talk to Matt Drymiller last year. He talked to Twin Bridges about it, and they stopped for maybe 3 or 4 weeks. And actually, I keep forgetting to bring that back up at past meetings because they're back to their old self. So that kind of leads me to my third point. I would say let's get tough with Twin Bridges / Casella. If they're just going to keep violating the ordinances that they're everyone in, let's start fining. I know they don't care. Casella's paid millions of dollars in environmental fines in past years, but we got to get tough. Just start taking the court, fine, see if that'll do something. And like I said, that leads into my next thing was since apparently Schenectady County and the state itself has directed that there are no more foreclosures at this point on properties that are well beyond 2 or more years of back taxes, which I had confirmed by the treasurer's office at the county. And all of the obstacles that we're running into, as hard as everyone on staff is attempting to get this crack house closed down and some of these other derelict properties, I would say in the meantime, do the same thing with Twin Bridges, with all the other regular scoff laws that have gotten away with it for years, with making the town look like a dump, you know, to be honest with you. Section of the town, better not say everybody. I was going to say, all you need to do is step out this door and look to the right of the fire department. I went to a fundraiser there last month, and I used the back exit to leave, and I looked over. It looks like a bomb went off in that backyard and side yard. And somebody I know, the wife of one of the volunteers, walking by, and I said, "What the hell is that?" And she goes, "Oh, that? It's been like that for years." So if you've got the, you know, if we're hampered in one way to maybe grab some of these properties and get our back taxes paid, maybe we need to really toughen up. Not too many people know that I owned a home in the village of South East Falls from 94 to the end of 2011. So I was up here every weekend. And I swear to God, there are rusted vehicles and trailers and etc. on our entrance to Lovely Moreau that have been there for decades. You know, if somebody can correct me on that, that's fine. But my God, it's the entrance to Moreau. And the old business phrase, you know, for a business that wants to expand or move here, or even people for that matter, is location, location, location. Well, they come here and all they see is dump, dump, dump. So that's another suggestion I got to just start. Let's get the town cleaned up and back under code as much as we can without, without being blocked by higher government. And real quickly, and I'm going to go over my time. We had an executive session out in the hallway while you were having yours. And as Elizabeth pointed out to us, can't really do anything because it's in state election law that you can't remove elected officials from office. But by my count, this is the third straight meeting that Mr. Newman has missed. And he can, you know, later on he can say this is a vendetta or something, but I'm just pointing out the fact that something's got to be done because last year we all know that a certain administrator demanded JD resign because he missed a meeting because of COVID, another time because his father died, that was the day of the funeral. and another was vacation, which everybody takes. So I find it ironic that this is allowed to continue. It's not just these three meetings. There's been others in the past. Without a valid excuse that basically you're on your deathbed, is the way I look at it. And I'll give you another example. Years ago, they did an article in the Post-Star about a Warrensburg Board of Education member. And they did a study and found out that he had skipped 30 of 33 meetings. And he had excuses, I'm not going to go into them. But it was outrageous. So I looked up the Warrensburg School Board, or School District Code of Conduct, etc. They had the right to remove him, and they refused to. And he ran for re-election, and he got elected.
Thank you. Anybody else? Item 13, committee reports.
I've got one. Transfer station. At the Bank of Elizabeth, did some digging for us and find us a company that will take our electronics for free. It won't cost the town anything. It's a service we'll be able to offer to our residents. Right now, there's nowhere for these people to take these things, old TVs, things like that, old computers. And we find them stashed around the transfer station down there. Nobody's looking to go by the building or something. And you'll see them along the side of the road, you'll see them in the woods. So we've got a company called E-Waste. And they're going to send us all the information on everything they take, but it looks like they take just about everything. They mentioned even that they take old TVs with tubes in them, which nobody's taking anymore. So we're going to get all the information together. We have to register with the DEC. Liz is in the Elizabeth's in the process of doing that. We have to be registered with them. And then we'll have a contract we have to sign with this company. So hopefully before the next meeting, we'll have all that information. And I'm just looking tonight for the board to give us the okay to move forward on that. And we get all the information, get the contract, look that over, look over their services, and maybe the next meeting we'll vote to have the supervisor sign the contract. I'm going to take it right over, because we have to have a covered area, so I'm going to take it right over. The town of Correct has them presently. And I want to go over and see what kind of covered area they've got and get some ideas, because we're going to have to do that on our job to Chris. But it's not a good opportunity for us. It would be a good thing so we don't see those things along the side of the road or snuck into the transfer station. The other thing is that I've got Mr. Tom broke the idea of having a small food pantry here at the town hall to help some people less fortunate than ourselves. And that's in the works. Once again, thank Elizabeth. She's got a shelving unit coming, so we'll have a shelving unit. We'll think of different places to put it here. I talked to Mr. Tom about it. I talked to John Nichols at the community center. Was going to supply us with the food stuff to put in. Putting food pantries, so those things are in the works, and I'll keep you updated on that. And as soon as shop comes in, we should be able to get down to the community center, grab some stuff, and get this thing set up. And I think it'll be something that'll be useful for some, like I say, some less fortunate in the community. So that's all I got.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I just have one couple things on rec. One, I just wanted to let the board know how amazing our staff did this weekend with a tournament, a relatively large tournament, over 100 games scheduled on 8 different fields, which is no task of turning those over. So kudos to them, kudos to our rec director and our support staff there to get that off and fight the rain that we're all aware of. So thank you to them. Secondly, Jerry reached out to me to let me know that the community center had reached out to him. Was one of the names, I believe it was Jennifer Rich. With the closing of the preschool program there this year, they had received a state or federal grant, I apologize, for the playgrounds that they had outside of their preschool, and they would like to see us use that at the town of Monroe. I've looked at it a little bit as far as the reassembling of it here and in the town. So I look forward to bringing back some hopefully good news on how we're going to be able to pull that off. hoping that we can handle it inside with our town staff. If not, I believe I have some resources where we can get it done and get that unit over to the rec before we get that place done, bring it back to the board to decide where we should to do it. It is designed for younger children, obviously, at this point, but we at any ad for our rec is like, a positive.
So, Mark, is there something there we can put on a flatbed and truck it? Or there's different pieces?
Yeah, so it's a small unit, but it's definitely going to need to be taken apart. Looks like there's some concrete as well that's going to need to be put back in for the support. But I do believe it's something that we would be able to move and get over to the park. Mr. Tom, you're there quite often. It's a smaller unit. I think we'd be able to figure out a way to get it there. And we always have our highway superintendent that I will call for favors and and we'll get that done. So that's a couple things on the rec to go forward. We just weren't able to get anything linked up, but we are meeting with the Southwest Falls, even baseball, Little League, about to continue expansion over there on those fields. Again, the OCs did a fantastic job that they pulled up this summer, and I don't want to see those wheels stop. And the other items we need here as well.
I had just one thing under supervisor's items, and that's Element Construction is, except for one dip in the road on Portsville Road, they haven't seemed to be able to get finished yet. They are done. All the money back and forth, we were within $82 of each other. So I'm very happy to know that we can get out of this with them for less than $50,000. Have it done with, and be on our way to using the sewer and going to Mechanicsville. They got to get the station finished at the East Pumping Station down in Wilton, but that's on course, so it's all good. And we'll go from there. If there's nothing else, I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.